Hello, beautiful people. Normally, I do these with interviews, but I am back again on Friday with another mini episode. I'm going to be doing these more often, and if you'd like to have a topic you'd like to suggest for me to start covering, just shoot me a message on Instagram or Twitter at HeyDannyMiranda, and I will do my best to see if I can cover it. Today, I'm going to be covering a tweet that I got a question about, which was, I go to sleep thinking about podcasting. I wake up thinking about podcasting. Pure obsession. That was my tweet. And then the question someone asked me was this something that happened as soon as you started, you just fell in love with it? Or was it something that happened after a while of doing it? And it's a really good question. And when I talk about podcasting as an obsession, I really want to put it in the context of how it came about. And for me, podcasting came about because I put out on Twitter wanting to connect with people, and I asked, hey, does anyone want to speak on the phone? And I just asked the people who followed me this question, and I ended up having such great phone conversations with people that it led me to feel such joy to connect with another human being in this moment. And it led me to ask, can I record this conversation? Could I do this more often? And what are the ways I could go about doing this more often? And that turned into a podcast of just pressing record and doing the podcast. I think it's also important to note what happened before I found this obsession and what I did before I was truly obsessed with it. So we'll go into those two topics. What happened before I was obsessed with podcasting was I was writing a lot. I was blogging, I was tweeting. And how I got to that point was I asked myself, what was I doing as a kid just for fun? So for me, that was writing newsletters. Like when I was 7 or 8 years old, I was writing a newsletter for fun of just like the latest happenings in the world. And my grandma would go around selling these newsletters to her friends, God bless her heart, for I think $5 a pop. And those were like my first memories of the first things I was doing purely for fun. I remember getting that Microsoft Word document all fired up. And when I was a kid, I would be writing sports and writing blogs. And I was on Twitter when I was 13 writing a blog. And I was on Twitter when I was 15 writing a different Knicks blog. So I said to myself, why don't I go back to what I was doing as a kid just for fun with no expectation of making money? And so I did that starting in March of 2020. This is before podcasting, before I found the obsession of podcasting. I did the writing and I was having fun writing, but I wasn't really seeing results from it. And I was putting so much effort and joy into it. And I didn't stop writing. I made a pact with myself that I was just going to write 100 articles. And I don't think I actually ended up getting to that point. But what I did do was I stopped writing a little bit after, or stopped publishing blog posts rather, a little bit after I started podcasting, because podcasting was the next avenue. So just to give the context, it was like from March to August, I was writing blog posts, 2 blog posts a week, and just churning them out one after the other and enjoying the process. But I wouldn't say that I was like loving it, and I wasn't getting the feedback of loving it. So I took note of that, like, okay, I'm putting in a lot of work, but I'm not getting a lot of people commenting. I'm not getting a lot of love for the work that I'm putting in. And so it really made me think, is this the right path for me? Am I doing this for the pure joy of it? So fast forward to July or August of 2020, when I am calling these strangers on the phone and we're having these great conversations. And I'm saying, how can I actually spread this even further? How can I do this more? And so I said, okay, I'm going to do a podcast. And I'm not just going to do a podcast. I'm going to do a podcast 3 times a week. And how I got to that point was I started recording in mid-August, and I recorded 20 episodes by the actual launch date of September 23rd. So the process didn't start of saying, okay, how can I be like Joe Rogan? How can I be like Tim Ferriss? What happened instead was organically, I decided myself, I enjoy the act of conversations with people. I enjoy truly connecting with someone in that moment. How can I do it more? So it was bottom up instead of top down. How I've done it in the past is like, I see someone like when I was younger, I would see college basketball players and I would say, I want to be a college basketball player because I want to be like that person. But that's not really the right way to frame it. It's like, do you love basketball? Do you have a joy from the practice of basketball? If yes, try to become a college basketball player. So that was the mindset and framework that I used to find this thing. But did I know that I was actually going to like podcasting? Because I did like conversing with people, like I said, on the phone. But would I actually enjoy the act of podcasting? And because of that, I set a goal for myself. I set a goal of recording 100 episodes. So prior to putting out my first episode on September 23rd, I never published a single episode, but I wanted to give myself enough time so that I would be out of the honeymoon phase with this project. And it would be a little bit difficult for me to keep going. But I also committed to a schedule and a discipline of Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Every week I had to put out 3 podcasts. And I've done that now for over a year. And I'm incredibly proud of that because this has been maybe the longest relationship of my entire life is me with this podcast. And so it's a really personal thing. And it has become an obsession because as I do it more, I get more joy from the process. And as I go deeper on researching guests and connecting with guests in that moment, it's like, I want to do that more and more. And if I go a week without doing it, like sometimes I'll go a week without recording an episode, I'm just like, I can't wait to record that next one. So it's a pure obsession. So like the reason why that tweet came to be, how I go to sleep thinking about podcasting and I wake up thinking about podcasting, is because I was literally texting a friend at 1 a.m. What is the best gear I should get for this situation? And then I wake up and I'm like, I can't wait to have this conversation I'm having with someone. So the point was like, I really am going to sleep thinking about this. I really am waking up thinking about this. This is my joy. And particularly the aspect of connecting with someone. I don't know if it's going to be my joy to just speak to the camera and just say my truth. It might not be, but I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to do it 50 times and see if I like it. And if I do, great, I'll keep doing it. If I don't, I'll stop doing it. I've got to follow the joy more. And that is how I found my obsession. I followed the joy. Okay, so you're listening and you're like, okay, that sounds great, but what are the first steps I should take? Well, one of them is you should think about what you were doing as a kid and think about what you were getting joy from as a kid. That's a good place to start. Another place to start is look around at the things you purchase on Amazon or wherever your price, you don't think about price. For example, for some people, that could be a gym membership. Like, oh, it doesn't matter what, or supplements. That's how Tim Ferriss created his first business, I believe, was because he saw where it didn't matter how much something cost, he was willing to just pay for it. And then he created his business around that thing, which ended up being supplements. But you could do that for whatever your thing is for you. And I think it's really important that you go through your bank statement and see, what do I really enjoy purchasing and what is giving me joy in the things I'm purchasing? That could point an important place for where you should direct your talents. Another thing is, why don't you sample 3 or 5 people around you and ask them, what do you think I'm good at? What do you see me having fun at? And where do you think my talents lie? Sometimes the people around us know the answers way before we do, and or way before we've admitted the answers to ourselves. So those are a few ways that I think anyone can go about finding their thing, their obsession. Another thing I want to point out is that it's okay if you don't have your thing yet. An example I really like to think about is the story from Jason Kalipa. His daughter ended up getting brain cancer or some sort of cancer. I'm not sure what exactly, which cancer it was, but he remembers how his wife found her calling or her obsession from his daughter having brain cancer. And that's pretty crazy to think about. So it's like maybe your calling or your obsession hasn't come about yet. And the only thing that is stopping it is time, and it will develop in time. And it's just something to consider. It's like maybe our obsessions, maybe our the things that we are most passionate about hasn't come upon us yet, and it will come upon us later. I wasn't in a place 5 years ago to start a podcast, even though it would have been a really smart thing for me to do from a podcasting perspective. I just wasn't there mentally. 3 years ago, I wasn't there mentally to put myself out there. But I'm so grateful that as I started to love myself more, as I started to become more disciplined individual, I then got into the path of podcasting. Because if I had started this when I was undisciplined or didn't love myself, I would have quit doing this. Like I quit a million other businesses and a million other ideas. So I think that the discipline and self-love components were really key for this obsession becoming an obsession. And also, it happened at the right time for me. So I don't want anyone out there beating themselves up like, oh, how come this guy's got their obsession? I don't yet. It's all good. It will come to you if you put in the work, if you do what you need to do to become disciplined. For me, I became disciplined by doing 75 hard and having accountability. And maybe that is something I will talk about in a further episode. But I started to love myself because I read Kamal Ravikant's book, Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It, and I followed the practices and I did it over and over and over again. And so self-love and discipline are two reasons why my obsession is my obsession. Because I love this pursuit of podcasting, I'm disciplined in the activity of it, and it creates this virtuous cycle that is magical because as I do it more, the better I get, the more I love it. And then I do it more, and then I love it more. So I wish and I pray that everybody finds their thing where they can grow from podcasting the same way that I have. But it doesn't need to be from podcasting. It could be to anything. And I hope everyone finds their thing. So that's all for today. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know on Twitter, at HeyDannyMiranda, also on Instagram. And if you're watching on YouTube, drop a comment down below. I'll be sure to respond to it. Thank you for getting to this point in the episode. I'm really grateful for you. Truly, from my heart, thank you for watching. I'm just new at this journey of talking to the camera, but hopefully some of that made sense to you, and I will see you in the next episode. Peace.